Well, the final score here from Judges Road was 70-39, Grosvenor 25. Now, I think I explained at the beginning that this was a relegation battle. And at the moment now, with about four games left, Derry are sitting rock bottom with 5 points. The nearest to them at the moment is Randallstown with 17 points. And that five-pointer today for Grosvenor left them at 18. So at this moment in time, it's very difficult to see how Derry won't be relegated to Championship 2 next year. I mean, they would need to win four games, and they have two very strong games against Cook and one against Bangor. But, I mean, at this moment in time, it looks very, very ominous. They did put on a very, very good effort today, but unfortunately, Grosvenor, who were in a similar position just above us, they have managed to get a couple of victories. And as I say, it's not done and dusted at the moment, but it's going to be very, very difficult for Derry to keep their position in a Championship 1. They started off actually very strongly in the first 10 minutes and were rewarded when David Lapsley kicked the penalty. But 3 minutes later, a poor kick, one of the back three from Grosvenor was countered, and their winger, Jock Breen, he got over, making it 5 points to three. Lapsley then took the lead again with another penalty, 6-5. And then the Grosvenor boys again moved the ball very wide, and their flying winger, Jimmy McKnight, he went over in the corner, making it 10 points to 6. But then from a mall near the Derry line, just on the stroke of half-time, Derry seemed to have the ball in their possession, but all of a sudden two players must have went for the ball. It scooted out to the corner, and their Grosvenor scrum half, Alan, he was very alert, and over he touched down. So that was 15-6 at half time, and obviously Derry with a bit of work to do. Grosvenor were yellow carded on the 50th minute. Lapsley was unlucky hitting the post with a penalty, but he made amends a few minutes later to narrow the score to 15 points to 9. Unfortunately, that was the only 4 points that Derry got. Then on 56 minutes, there was a high tackle by a Derry man, and Johnston, he converted, making that 18 points to 9. Derry then had a yellow card, but at the end of the day, Grosvenor had a couple of chances. One, it should have been a score, but it was pulled up for a forward pass. But then Derry were attacking with about 3 or 4 minutes to go, just outside their 22. Unfortunately, a loose pass was thrown. It was intercepted by Peter Davidson, the Grosvenor centre, and over he went. And Johnston converted 25 points to 9. So that was a very good day for Grosvenor in a sense. They got their 4 tries and their bonus point, and that means that they now have gone up to second from bottom. But from Derry's point of view, it's going to be very, very difficult for the players who really today put in a very, very good effort. But unfortunately, too many mistakes at the wrong times just didn't lend themselves to getting the victory. They didn't cross the Grosvenor line, nor did they look to cross the Grosvenor line, unfortunately. And some of the tactical kicking was pretty poor. But nevertheless, it's going to be very interesting to hear what their coach says, because I'll be giving them, get an interview from him shortly. But from a disappointment here at Judges Road, and the result of this game, final score was City of Derry 9, Grosvenor 25.